I'm walking through the meat aisle at a Russ's Market grocery store in Lincoln, Nebraska, checking out the country of origin labels on the packages of meat here. And except for some wild-caught Canadian lobsters and other seafood, almost everything, the steaks, the pork chops, have a label that says product of USA, born and raised and slaughtered in the United States. And if you're an American cattle rancher or a hog farmer, that's what you want to see. Galen Regeer is one of those ranchers. He grows corn and soybeans and has a small herd of cattle near Beatrice in southeast Nebraska. When he shows up with a bucket of feed, his calves come running.
I have pride in the way we take care of cattle, the way they treat it, and I shouldn't say it, but I tend to love each one of them. But they would probably tell me not if I'm going to slaughter.
Of course, someday they'll end up on a supermarket shelf. When they do, Regeer wants the label to be clear. This meat was made in America. Buy American is still a good marketing slogan, whether you're selling cars or cattle.
You look at toys, you look at clothes, you go to the hardware store, made in China. The meat packers want to make the meat product that comes from the foreign countries, kind of a generic product which doesn't require labeling.
Meatpacking companies have fought country of origin labels since they were created in the 2002 Farm Bill. So have livestock producers in Canada and Mexico, and they may be closer to peeling them off. Mark Dopp of the North American Meat Institute says the labels are an economic burden.
So the coolers are segregated, the lines are segregated.
Packers have to keep track of where animals are born, raised, and slaughtered. And the easiest way to do that is to separate imported livestock from American animals.
Because when the products get to the retailer needs to know what label should go on what product.
The labels don't have anything to do with food safety, and they don't make it easier to trace food back to the farm. But to keep things simple, Dopp says some packing plants and grocery stores could decide to go all American. And that would hurt the market for, say, a Canadian rancher hoping to sell to the U.S.
If we're a country that believes in free trade, and if we're a country that believes in, you know, adhering to our international trade obligations, is it appropriate for the United States to have a statutory scheme that discriminates against certain producers?
Canada and Mexico took that question to the World Trade Organization. Last fall, they won. Basically, the WTO said the information is not worth enough to consumers for what it costs the industry. Glenn Tonser is an agricultural economist at Kansas State University. Tonser analyzed checkout data that suggests shoppers tend to pay more attention to things like price. Country of origin isn't really influencing what people buy.
That makes one a little bit pessimistic about whether or not there's an actual benefit from a consumer demand perspective.
But Patty Lavera of the consumer advocacy group Food and Water Watch says surveys have shown consumers do want to know where their meat comes from. How they act on that information is up to them.
You know, and to be having this fight is kind of amazing when the trend on everything else in food is giving people more information. These guys are fighting to not even give us basic stuff.
The debate over country of origin labeling continues at the WTO. The U.S. appealed the ruling against the labels. But with Canada threatening trade sanctions, Congress may move first. They could repeal the labels or change the language to something like raised and slaughtered in North America. To farmer and rancher Galen Regeer, that wouldn't be saying much. He's concerned that meat packers could use imported cattle to water down prices for American ranchers. Labeling makes that harder to do.
Especially with the movement toward more global open markets. They label by name brands. How about us as wholesale cattle producers? Why can't we differentiate it from that which comes in from the you know, other foreign countries?
With meat companies extending their reach beyond the borders of the U.S., American producers are concerned about how they're going to stand out against global competition. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.